No. Well, there's a difference between a water fountain and a water cooler.
What?
Like a water cooler, you know, has the little glass thing on top. And a water fountain, it's got some little motor that pumps out the water.
Where would you be more likely to find a water cooler?
In a office or someplace like that where they one installed, one in the...
So it would be inside more or less?
Right, and usually an older building.
Yeah. Okay. I think I've ever seen one of those outside of television, but they still existed.
Oh, you gotta go to Shreveport.
To see a water
tank. That's right.
Okay. All right. Okay, I wanted to ask you about some different vehicles. Do you have different names in general for different types of cars and trucks? Not looking for, you know, specific brands like Ford or Chevrolet, but maybe different names according to whether they have two doors or four doors, or, you know, is that kind of difference?
You said a two-door, four-door, a coupe, sports car, a truck, be 18-wheeler, a four-wheeler, a 4x4, you know, just for regular pickup, or a twin axle, or a bobtail.
So bobtail's the kind of truck?
Yeah. Well, it's not the make of a truck. It's just a type of truck. It's got two axles on it, really. That's what all it is.
You mentioned coupe. What is that?
Like a sports coupe. You know, usually it's referred to as a two-door car. Not really a family car, but more of a... kind of in between a family car and a sports car.
My car, that brown Chevrolet right there, it has a kind of pillar between the front and back windows. And on some cars don't have that. The windows just kind of come together, maybe a little piece of rubber between them. Do you have a name for that kind of difference in a car?
No, not
like
really.
The difference maybe between a sedan and hard top?
Oh, well, yeah. Sedan, like a hard top or a convertible.
Yeah. Okay. What about a big car that big families, it's good for big families, that has the tailgate and all that? You would just call that a...
All right, station wagon?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What about a name for a big, expensive car? You know, it's obviously expensive, and very fancy, and with a lot of chrome, and, you know, all that, real flashy car. Do you have any names of slang or otherwise for a car like that?
Well, it depends who's driving, because, like, you know, they've got some, you know, little nicknames, like pimped up or something like that.
With the pimped up, is that like an adjective, the car is pimped up? Or?
Well, that's when they have, you know, like the wires coming off the wheels and the big old TV antennas in the back.
And the white walls.
Right. Kind of leopard skin roof.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard it called a pimp mobile?
Oh, yes.
You familiar with that term?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you want to say that for me?
It's just pimp mobile.
Yeah, okay. Any kind of names for them that have anything to do with, you know, the fact that they consume a lot of gas?
Gas guzzlers or gas hogs.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned some different kind of trucks. What about a, you know, real common type of truck that sometimes you see people hang their rifles in the window of it? Or
just a pickup.
Just a pickup truck. Okay.
Or a 4x4. You know, it depends if it's a four-wheel drive or not.
A pickup truck can be a 4x4?
Yeah, well, a 4x4 is a pickup truck, or like a Blazer or a Scout, or any large, just four-wheel truck that has four-wheel drive.
Do you have any general name for these little trucks that drugstores use to make deliveries?
Long bed, short bed, like the, you know.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. What about one that had a closed load bed?
Camper truck, camper top or something like that.
Does panel truck mean anything to you?
Well, when I think of a panel truck, I usually think of a more of a van type.
Yeah.